Welcome back to Security for Legal SaaS. I'm Alice.
And I'm Dan. Episode 41, and we're starting a new module. Module 9, Audit and Logging. Alice, we've spent 40 episodes building security controls. Now we're talking about proving those controls actually work.
Exactly. An audit log is how you answer the question, what happened? Not what the code did. That's a debug log. Not what the server handled, that's an application log. An audit log tells you what humans and systems did to your data. Who accessed this document? Who approved that AI-generated filing? Who changed a user's permissions? When, from where, and whether it succeeded or failed. And critically, audit logs can hold up in court, debug logs can't.
So the first thing is separating these from your regular application logs.
That's the most important design decision, and the one most teams get wrong. Debug logs, application logs, and audit logs serve different purposes, have different audiences, and need different retention. Debug logs are for developers and last days to weeks. Application logs are for operations teams and last weeks to months. Audit logs are for compliance, legal, security, and potentially courts, and they need to last years. 7 years is a common default because it covers most regulatory requirements. If you're mixing all three into the same log file, your audit events get rotated out with your debug noise, and your evidence disappears.
Right. What goes into an audit log entry? What's the minimum?
6 questions, every entry. Who? Which authenticated user or system performed the action? What action was performed, like document.view or privilege.classify or user.create? When, a precise timestamp with time zone? Where, the IP address, device, session identifier? Which specific resource was affected? Down to the document ID and matter number. And outcome, did the action succeed or fail? And if it failed, why?
And for legal SaaS specifically, there are extra fields.
Several. Matter ID. Which client matter does this action relate to? Because you need to be able to pull all activity on a specific matter for e-discovery or compliance. AI involvement. Was AI used? Which model? Which version? For the govern rights pattern from episode 37, you need the full approval chain. Who the AI drafted it for, who reviewed it, who approved it, and the specific version they approved. And data classification, was this a privileged document, a confidential document, or a public one?
Yeah, and I'm guessing these need to be in a structured format, not just free text.
JSON with a consistent schema. Every audit event follows the same structure, documented and versioned. The reason is simple. You will eventually need to search across millions of entries. Show me every document Sarah Chen accessed in Matter 2026-0142 between January and March is a query you can run against structured JSON. Against free text loglines that say, Sarah updated the document at 2:23 p.m., you're doing string matching and praying.
Let's talk about integrity. If someone can edit the audit log, you don't really have an audit log.
Exactly. And this is where most systems fail. The audit log sits in a regular database table. The database administrator has full access. A developer with production access can run an update query. The moment someone can modify or delete entries, the entire log is suspect. An audit log must be append only. New entries can be added. Existing entries cannot be modified or deleted. Period.
How do you enforce that technically?
Several options. Append-only file systems. On Linux, you can set an immutable append flag on a file so that even root can only add to it, not modify existing content. Cloud object storage with object lock. Amazon S3 and Google Cloud Storage both support retention policies that prevent deletion. Write once database tables where the application's service account has insert permissions, but not update or delete. And dedicated ledger databases like AWS QLDB, which we'll cover in detail next episode.
Right. And the access control around the logs matters too.
Separation of duties. The application writes to the log. It has append-only access. Developers should not be able to read audit logs during normal operations. The security team reads the logs for monitoring and investigation. Compliance and legal read the logs for regulatory purposes. And here's the key. The people who would benefit most from modifying audit logs are the ones who should have the least access. A system administrator who made an unauthorized change would want to delete the audit entry that recorded it. That's exactly why they can't have delete access.
What about legal admissibility? You said these logs can hold up in court. What makes them admissible?
Five things. First, contemporaneous recording. Entries were created at the time of the event, not reconstructed later. Timestamps prove this. Second, systematic process. The logging runs automatically and consistently, not at someone's discretion. Third, integrity controls. You can demonstrate the logs haven't been tampered with. Append-only storage, hash chains, access controls. Fourth, chain of custody. You can document who had access to the logs and when. And fifth, completeness. Evidence that the system captures all relevant events, not just the one someone chose to log.
Yeah, that completeness one is interesting. How do you prove you're logging everything?
It's the hardest one. You can demonstrate it through your schema documentation. Here are the event types we capture. Here is the code that generates each event type. Here is our test coverage proving each event type is emitted. And you can point to the absence of gaps in the log. Sequential identifiers, consistent timestamps with no unexplained jumps. It's not perfect proof, but it's substantially more persuasive than no documentation at all.
What are the biggest mistakes you see teams make with audit logs?
Five common ones. Logging too little, only capturing errors, not successful operations. Knowing that a document access was denied is useful, but knowing who successfully accessed a document is equally important. Logging too much, including full document content in audit entries. You want the action and the resource identifier, not a copy of the document itself. That bloats your logs and creates a second copy of sensitive data. Inconsistent schemas across services. Storing logs in a regular database that admins can modify. And the original sin, mixing debug, application, and audit logs in one stream.
Right. For someone building a legal SaaS product today, what's the minimum viable audit log?
Structured JSON entries with the six W's. Append-only storage. Even just S3 with object lock is a solid start, separate from your application and debug logs. Access controls that enforce separation of duties. A documented schema. And a retention policy of at least 7 years. That gets you to compliance ready. Next episode, we'll add hash chains to make it tamper evident, which takes you from we believe the logs haven't been modified to we can mathematically prove it.
Next episode, hash chained immutable logs, making audit logs provably tamper proof.
Until then, I'm Alice.
And I'm Dan.
Security for Legal SaaS is a series written with AI assistance. Alice and Dan are AI generated voices. No professional advice here, just education.